It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined. Guess you guys know if we go to Cleveland, there's only one person to talk to. Chico Borman joins us on the show. Chico, man, how's it going?
C-Dot, how are you, buddy?
Fantastic, man. Happy to have you on here. The last couple of times we've had you on here, it's been to talk baseball. Now we're talking Kareem Hunt, man. You're a really do-everything guy in Cleveland.
We try to stay as versatile as we can to make that 25 or 26 man roster. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So Chico, let's start with this, man, because I'm curious to kind of get your opinions. I know what it was like here whenever Kareem Hunt got kicked off the team. I imagine there, especially someone from the area, it was a big deal when he was added to the team. Take us back a couple of years ago. What was the Cleveland Brown fan perspective when they decided to make the decision to claim Kareem Hunt, who was on waivers?
Definitely there was skepticism. I mean, even though he was a local kid, and I mean, you know, he had a history. I mean, even growing up, I mean, he didn't come from the greatest, you know, upbringing, and, you know, he had some run-ins, whatever. I mean, nothing too terrible, but yeah, he definitely, had some things in his past. And then, you know, after that happens with Kansas City, with you guys, and of course it happened here in Cleveland, the incident itself, it was kind of like, man, what, you know, yeah, we love the kid when he was at Willoughby South and ultimately at Toledo, but, you know, is the juice really going to be worth the squeeze? And it turned out that it really was. I mean, I'll tell you what, man, he was a model teammate, a model citizen, did everything that they asked him to do. And I think there's, you know, there were a lot of people that, you know, even last year, they were happy. Obviously they did get him back for the stretch run. He got a little banged up, but you know, anytime you hear Kareem Hunt's name now, people in Cleveland are very excited and happy for him. And I think some people probably wish he was still here.
So we had Zach Jackson on the show earlier, and he said something very similar, that I am all for second chances. Everyone condemns what he did. They got him kicked off the team in Kansas City, but you should be allowed an opportunity for redemption if you are taking the necessary steps. It sounds like from you, it sounds like from Zach as well, it sounds like that Kareem has done the necessary things off the field.
Well, first of all, Zach Jackson said it is gospel, and I do. I mean that sincerely. I love Zach, but no, he really did. I mean, you know, there was mandatory counseling. There was, and let's face it. I mean, you know, even with all of the stipulations in place, I mean, every eye is on you. Everything you do, every place you go, how you react, you know, cameras are on you. A certain situation, you know, you don't. You don't get a rep, or you don't get a carry, you're not on the field, you know, what's his attitude going to be like? C-Dot, and I'm sure Zach said the same thing. I mean, he was absolutely the great teammate, great citizen. And honestly, football aside, I was so happy, and I think most everybody here was so happy just to see that, whether he's from Cleveland or not, but the fact that he hails from Northeast Ohio, I think made that even better. So, you're not going to find too many people that have anything bad to say about Kareem Hunt, and justifiably so.
Right now, we're talking to Chico Borman. The Chiefs have made a decision to bring back Kareem Hunt. We expect him to – I think he's going to play on Sunday. I will be very curious. Zach also said that Kareem has kept himself in really good shape. The Chiefs are in need of somebody that can help. They only have two active and healthy running backs right now after the injury to Isaiah Pacheco. I'm going into this with trying to have reasonable expectations, but it would be good if Kareem Hunt could be their third running back on Sunday night against Atlanta.
Well, it's interesting because looking at when you guys signed Samaje Perine, I thought, man, that's a great signing. I always thought with Cincinnati, he was a great, you know, we say change of pace back, but Samaje Perine, he can run between the tackles too. He's a hard runner, obviously can catch the ball out of the backfield, good in pass protection. So I honestly didn't even see the Kareem Hunt thing coming. As far as what shape he's in, Zach would know that better than me, but it you know, I can definitely see that. I'm kind of bummed because I honestly like Isaiah Pacheco. Like, I think Isaiah Pacheco's running style, and I'm not saying they're the same back, but Isaiah Pacheco's running style is very similar to Kareem Hunt. Like, don't we love when people say that guy just runs angry, right? And that's how Kareem ran, hopefully still runs for your guys' sake. And I think that's how Pacheco did. I love the whole Pacheco story, so I was kind of bummed to see that. But I would think he could probably contribute, no doubt. I mean, you know, like I said, I don't know exactly what kind of shape he's in, but you guys know his skill set. The only thing I think that's obvious is that, you know, he doesn't have the same explosion that he had. But, like, if you can – who knows how long they're going to need him. I think if you can use him in spots – I know for the Browns it was short yardage. It was, you know, goal line situations. And he just – I mean, he got the football, and you didn't want to be in front of him because you were going to take a hit. Maybe you hit him too, but you were going to take a hit, and you were going to feel that hit. So it'll be interesting to see how Casey – I just saw that late. I didn't realize that Pacheco had gotten injured. That's kind of a bummer for you guys.
Yeah, Pacheco's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. He has a broken fibula, so we'll see what he looks like when he gets back. So the Chiefs were just kind of in need of something. And at this point in the season, there's just not a lot of great options. And I'm looking at the Kareem Hunt story. I mean, it makes sense to me why they would bring him back. He's available, don't have to trade a draft pick for him. He knows the system, fits right into the locker room. And if you know there's a player that's going to be on their absolute best behavior, it's going to be Kareem Hunt based on what happened his last time here in Kansas City. I am curious to get your thoughts on, you mentioned the lack of explosiveness or the diminished explosiveness. Why has he been, I guess, such a different player? Is it just that? Because I'm looking at the numbers, and he went from being a guy who averaged 4.9 yards per carry in Cleveland, was around a 4.5 yard per carry guy. His last 2 years, he's averaging 3.4.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is, I mean, you know, how much you want to divide this up, I don't know. I think some of that is just wear and tear. Some of it is, I mean, he played injured. He is one of the, and you guys know this because he's the same guy. I don't care how long he's been in the league. He is tough as nails. But the reality was, you know, when Nick Chubb went down and, you know, you're trying to piece this thing together. And, you know, he was, I thought he was a guy that even playing hurt, he wanted the football. He wanted to get in there. And, you know, I let me ask you this. You asked me how Cleveland would receive him, how he's received. How do you think, if the Kansas City stuff that happened in the past, are they going to welcome him with open arms?
Well, I mean, I think we know that winning is always going to kind of smooth these things over, that the Chiefs have been so good over the last couple of years that it is a we trust Andy, we trust Veach, we trust Clark. I mean, my stance on this has been very, very simple. I can't speak to Kareem Hunt's character. I just don't know. I've talked to the man two times in my entire life, but you would have to imagine, just like any job, you got fired from a place, they are now contemplating bringing you back. You got to sit down with the bosses and have a real conversation about why you got fired and where you are. And if Andy and Veach and the power structure in place feels like he can handle it and come back, I'm all for it. And more talking to you and talking to Zach earlier, it sounds like he has done all the necessary things off the field to deserve this second chance.
I mean, there is not, you know, I'm not in the building every day, but there is not one blemish that I can even think of. Like, he did that and then some. The attitude was great. He even said, I wish I could stay here. It just kind of wasn't in the cards with some of the guys they had already, and they thought they were a little bit healthier. But he was so classy even on the way out. I mean, he's like, you know, hey, I hope one day there is a parade. More on that later. And if there is, I might actually be at the parade. I don't know. He just seemed to do all the right things. And like I said, even football aside, he's really one of my favorite runners. of recent memory. Football aside, I love the story because he knew what he had to do. He knew all eyes were on him. He just went out and did it.
That is our guy, Chico Borman, joining us on the show today. He's with the Big Play Network in Cleveland. Anytime we got something Cleveland related, there's only one person we need to talk to. It is our guy, Chico. Chico, I appreciate you as always, man. Thanks a lot for hopping on today.
Always fun, C-Dot. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. That is our guy, Chico Borman, joining us on the show. Let's talk more about this for a little bit coming up on the other side. I have seen some pushback to the Chiefs bringing back Kareem Hunt. I do want to talk about that part of it. And we'll also talk about the NFL. The NFL is in an offensive crisis right now. Tom Brady has a theory on why that is. We'll get to it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about this, but I think the reason that the Kareem Hunt story even registers is his path and his past in Kansas City. So I wrote this text down because I wanted us to talk about it. Rob, the text was, quote, "I am all for second chances and the Chiefs. I'm a lifelong fan and supporter, but taking Kareem back shows a complete disregard for women on the part of the organization." The person then went on to send a bunch of other texts. It is all related to that same thing. This is maybe the part of just society that I don't maybe understand, and this is like a soapbox moral dilemma that I go through. I feel like we say this part about second chances until it's actually time to give the second chances. No one condones what Kareem Hunt did. You kicked a woman while she was on the ground, defenseless. Disgusting behavior. But if you really believe in second chances, from what it sounds like, and I can't personally speak to this, but two people that are in Cleveland and follow the team are telling you that over the course of the last 4 years, there has not been an incident. He has been extremely remorseful and has tried to speak to kids about the mistakes. You remember when he got pulled over the one time, it to me was sort of a cry for help of, man, I really blew it. I was in a great situation. I had reached my goals. I had reached my dreams. And I was on a great team, great organization, and how quickly it can all be thrown away from you. I think the Kareem Hunt story is somewhat of an inspirational story that we should be telling more young athletes. You did something really bad in your early 20s. That doesn't have to be the end of it, though. How do you bounce back from it? How do you recover from it? I think what is very different with some players, let's take Tyreek Hill, for example, and you and I planned on talking about this, Rob, but just never got the time to do it. I didn't like Tyreek's comments a couple of weeks ago when he got arrested and he was immediately calling for the officer to be fired. I'm like, wait, hold on. You've been given 9 chances in the National Football League. A team took a chance on you when you got drafted. You then had another incident while you were on a team that a team stood by you. You've had 7 different incidents since you've been on the Miami Dolphins. You are not the one to be telling me when somebody makes a mistake, they should instantly be fired from their job for it. So I'm not here to stand up for Kareem Hunt or defend Kareem Hunt, but it just feels a little bit hypocritical that we say this about people. Well, I believe in rehabilitation. I believe in second chances, but wait, no, you can't hire Michael Vick. Well, wait, hold on. He went to jail. He paid for it. He hasn't been in any trouble since. He's given back to the animal community. Why are we now not for giving Michael Vick a second chance? If you really believe in second chances, wouldn't someone like Kareem Hunt be the perfect example and person to give that second chance to? I made a mistake in my early 20s. I have paid my penance, so to speak. I moved on with my life. I moved forward with my life, and I've continued to live with no incident. That's the perfect person to give a second chance to.
We agree, but just to play devil's advocate to the texter's point, couldn't you argue that he got his second chance in Cleveland and he, not that he messed it up, he did everything correctly, but just because he deserves second chance or a third chance in this scenario doesn't mean it has to be here. Like, isn't that also part of it? Like, you can be pro second chances, but not want to be the organization that gives the person a second chance. I disagree with that notion, but I don't think it's an unpopular sentiment around people. Hey, I'm all for second chances, but no thanks to your chance coming here. That the two things can work in tandem, I do believe. And again, I'm just stating what is a popular sentiment around the text line. I'm all for second chances, but that doesn't mean my organization needs to take the risk on a second chance.
Yeah, but I think what makes this situation very differently to me is the time in between. If we were talking about the Kareem Hunt incident just happened last week and now he was available and now you don't want to be the team in the middle of the firestorm to take that opportunity, that would all make perfect sense to me. Hey, this player is in the news. We don't want the bad press. We don't want the bad publicity. We are not in the position where we're willing to take that opportunity. That's not what we're talking about, though, with Kareem Hunt, though. We're talking about something that happened in 2018, and you're telling me that you've gone 4 or 5 years without incident. At what point are you forgiven for what you did and able to move forward in your life? If anything, like, this is a chance at redemption. Hey, it ended really badly for me in Kansas City. And I'm guessing that if you go back to Kareem Hunt, we all have had that moment of, man, what if I get the opportunity to change this and change that? Sure, he doesn't go back to being one of the 10 best running backs in the NFL the way he was the last time he was here. But man, you get another chance to play with Andy Reid, another chance to play at Arrowhead, another chance to play with Patrick Mahomes in the middle of this incredible run. If there's any player I know who is going to be on the up and up over the course of the next couple of weeks, I know it's going to be Kareem Hunt. You have been wanting this second opportunity to kind of get your old life back, so to speak, and you get an opportunity to do it. Sure, it's not the ideal scenario. You're not the player that you once were, but you got a chance to help a team win a Super Bowl. You should be you were just unemployed. You were just watching Red Zone like me and you were a couple of days ago. Now you could be playing in Sunday Night Football. If there's anybody motivated to go out there and ball out, wouldn't it be him?
Let me ask you a question, and I think we know the answer, but are you surprised the Chiefs gave him a second chance in Kansas City? Because a lot of people in the text line have pointed this out, and I disagree with the notion a little bit, that he lied to the organization. I don't think that's the main reason he got cut. I think the main reason is the video and the timeline and the world we were in 2018. Like, I still think that world mostly exists, but we were in the NFL on the heels of Ray Rice. Like, I think the video was the main reason he was cut. The second reason was the lying. He lied to the power structure that's still here. He lied to Clark Hunt. He lied to Brett Veach. He lied to Andy Reid. Nothing came of that, guys. I don't know. Are you surprised that grouping said, we accept your apology, which we assume happened, and you're back?
Maybe I'm on the minority of people that think this about the lying part. Sure, you lied about it. You also did it, too. Like, you lied and said that you didn't do it. I don't know if Kareem Hunt. Now, it's all pure speculation, right? I don't know if Andy Reid goes to him like, yeah, I kicked that girl. He's like, oh, okay, I will work through this. I think he still gets released from the team in that scenario. So to me, what got him kicked off the team was not lying about it. It was, there is a video in place where we see you, this girl is on the ground, and you, an NFL player, you kicked her in the back. That's what got you kicked off the team. I don't know if you being honest about kicking her would have kept you on the team.
I guess that's fair. I can't imagine
but
a scenario.
To me, a lot of people, I mean, I'm reading the text line right now. You were not, I'm not saying you're saying that. That is a common sentiment that kicking her did not get him off the team.
And I don't
lying
I don't believe,
about kicking her get off.
That's
no,
not my
there,
belief.
There is a video. You can Google a player right now in the NFL and you can watch the video for yourself. I don't know if you had come clean and been proactive about it. I don't know if that would have saved you at that moment.
No, and you're absolutely right. I don't think if in that meeting, like, which we assume happened, because that situation arose in the offseason in Cleveland at a party on the lake. If he had come back for training camp, like, heads up, just to, as you guys know, I kicked this woman in the head, I think they would have still probably had some sort of punitive measures, but I don't know would have resulted in a week 8 cutting. I think the kick was reason number one, but I'm a little bit surprised that he was able to come back into their good graces, considering the other offense was he lied about it. But he didn't lie about it just the once. He lied about it for a presumed long period of time, because that video didn't come out until the season, and that party happened in July.
Yeah, I mean, he also would have kept lying about it, too, if we hadn't saw the video. At that point, just you couldn't.
That's true.
You couldn't no longer tell us, oh, I didn't kick her. Remember, he said he was asleep in his room. Nah, brother, we saw the video. You was not asleep in your room. You were very much awake and alert when we eventually ended up seeing the video. So I suspect we'll hear from Andy Reid tomorrow. He always meets with the media on Wednesday. I imagine we'll hear from more of the power structure of the Kansas City Chiefs, and we'll see what happens. I know they're saying he's going to need a little bit of time to get into football shape, so to speak. What do you think their plan is at running back then? Because one of their plans is going to be Carson Steele. The other is going to be Samaje Perine. If Kareem Hunt is not the third option, what else are they going to do at the position? Are they calling somebody up from the practice squad to maybe play for a week or two until Kareem is ready to play? What is the plan if they don't have him? Because just it's football. Let's say that Samaje Perine gets hurt on Sunday. You are not only having one healthy and available running back. Like, you kind of have the three in case something goes wrong. It's football. Injuries happen all the time. So you got to go into Sunday Night Football with at least three running backs. Right now, they only have two. If he's on the practice squad and they don't elevate him, what are they going to do with the position?
I mean, it's a lame answer, but we were talking to Bink in the hallway yesterday. They still have that Keyonte Ingram guy who is in the practice squad right now, and he was on the team in the preseason, and they have an active roster role because the tight end who pushed Roquan Smith got waived. Like, I think it is going to be an uninspiring name in the building. Like, we both know how Andy Reid operates. You're telling me he got worked out today, signed to the practice squad. His first practice is Wednesday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
And he's playing on Sunday. That would surprise me, even though he has previous knowledge of the
crazier
playbook.
Things have happened in the league, though. You're right. Crazier things have happened. We saw Baker Mayfield join a team and then start like
true.
3 days
but
later.
That didn't happen on Andy Reid's team.
No, that's
Andy
fair.
Reid's pretty stringent about you practice, then you play. So I would imagine, I think his name's Keyonte Ingram is a practice squad guy. He feels like the elevated guy, at least for Falcons week.
I want to play this Tom Brady cut really quickly because, and we don't have to spend too much time on this, Rob, because sometimes I think this is a topic that you and I only really care about. Offensive numbers are drastically down in the National Football League. And maybe this is another soapbox issue for me. If offense was down this much in baseball, if offense was down this much in basketball, the overwhelming sentiment will be that it is boring and that's not why I watch that sport. But scoring is way down in the NFL. It's the best thing that we ever seen. And ratings are up for the National Football League. The biggest problem right now is the league tells me how important quarterback is, yet has no ability in developing starting quarterbacks in the league. Look at this rookie class right now. Caleb Williams is one of the best prospects that we've ever seen. He is unplayable right now at the position. Bo Nix is 31 years old. He's terrible right now in the National Football League. Jaden Daniels won the Heisman Trophy. Like, guys that should come in ahead of the curve, so to speak. These guys are bottom five quarterbacks right now in the National Football League. The hit rate on guys in the first round is bad. Bryce Young is 20 games into his career and has already been benched as a starter. The league is failing in developing quarterbacks. Here's what Tom Brady thinks.
There used to be college programs. Now there are college teams. You're no longer learning a program. You're learning a playbook. And the program is ultimately like at Michigan. For me, that was a pro-style program. 5 years, I got to learn how to drop back pass, to read defenses, to read coverages, to be coached. I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England, and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. It used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason and training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is it discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level, so they're just going to teach them where they're at.
To give you guys an idea of what we're talking about, through the first 2 weeks in 2022, there were 105 touchdown passes. Last year, there were 86 touchdown passes in the first 2 weeks of the season. There were 66 touchdown passes through the first 2 weeks of this year. So it went from 105, 86 to 66. There were 15 300-yard games through the first 2 weeks last year. There have only been five so far. Last year in the first two games, average quarterbacks threw around 214 yards. There were less. Right now, the average is 194. Last week, 15 of the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL threw less than 200 yards last year. There is an offensive problem right now in the National Football League. Now, there are a bunch of different reasons. Offensive lines are bad. Rob, you know my theory is we have just decided to stop running the football and that running backs don't matter. You know what could help? I just watched Green Bay not throw the ball at all. You want to know how they won? Josh Jacobs is the reason that they won that football game. This is a problem right now in the league. Sure, we can argue that defenses have caught up. Defenses are not that advanced where over the course of 24 months, defenses are way ahead of the offenses and where we are right now. Some of that is preseason. Some of that is development. But a league that thrives off scoring and points and great quarterback play, it's a lot of bad offenses and bad quarterback play right now in the league.
We were talking about this in the office the other day. The NFL product has not been exceptional in a while. But you know what they do a great – you know what they are exceptional at? They package mediocrity in a way that we just cannot stop getting enough of. Like, we just finished week two in the NFL. Who do you think the MVP is right now? Who has stood out? Who's been like, wow, that player's great? Kyler Murray maybe? Probably Josh Allen? There's two guys whose names spring to their head. Everyone else is just part of this wash at quarterback. And I think it's more than just running back. I think we've totally negated the fact of OTAs and mini camps and preseasons. We treat that like nothing. And maybe that's Mitch Holtis just banging that into my head over and over again, how the Chiefs treat that different. But the Chiefs' offensive numbers are just okay to start the year. So it's just, I don't know the fix. But I know this, the NFL probably doesn't view it as a problem because me, you, the text line, we were locked into red zone at noon on Sunday.
And I mean, they're locked into the games. I mean, Chiefs and Bengals got 28 million people that watched it. So in terms of our interest in the NFL, it has never been higher than what it is right now. I also think, man, some of it is just time. Like, think about Baker Mayfield. We were all ready. Baker's done. Baker Mayfield right now is a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League. It took time and the right situation. Sam Darnold, we all have been ready to throw dirt on Sam Darnold. He got with a good coach, with a good offense and a good scheme. Sam Darnold looks viable. Some of the problem with these young quarterbacks, and we all have signed up for this ecosystem. Man, if you don't look good in the first 20 games, the league is throwing you away and they are starting over. We never gave Trey Lance a chance to be a good starter in the National Football League. Desmond Ridder got 10 games. We were ready to throw Desmond Ridder away. Now, some of it is just the cycle has moved up. Hey, they fire coaches sooner than they fired coaches 5-6 years ago. So you don't have the opportunity to let a guy sit for a year and develop him. If things don't work for Matt Eberflus this year, he is being fired as the head coach. So some of it is just the cycle, and the acceleration of things is so drastic now in the league that if you're not good in your first 8 to 12 starts, you really don't have a chance, man.
So you would be a proponent of what Brady's saying, which is get quarterbacks to sit more, not sit, but have more time to groom and develop. But you know why that ecosystem exists? The new CBA changed the money. So if you get a quarterback, you get him for 5 years, the rookie. First round 5, second round 4, you know the rules. You have 5 years of a cheap asset that we now know with the way contracts work in the league, that is the only 5-year window you are going to get that asset for cheap. Like, even the Baker Mayfields and the Trevor Lawrence and those guys, they're making big, big money, and they're just okay. So you have 5 years of cost control. That's the window now. We have to know in this 5 years. Because either A, we're paying you and we like you, or B, we're moving on. So everything got crunched. Now, I don't want to go back to the old system where Matt Stafford's one of the highest paid players in the league before he plays a snap. That system's also dumb to me. But what the new system has done is it has told GMs, owners, coaches, players, this is your window. And then the minute it's time to get paid, we either eject or we're all in. There is no more gray area where a guy like Baker Mayfield, who it didn't work in Cleveland, but maybe Cleveland sticks him around on their 3-year cheap deal. Or Trevor Lawrence, who we kind of don't know about because of injury. They give him a 3-year extension, but it's like relative to his talent. Nope. The market value is you're getting 5 for $220. And at 5 for $220, you've ruined the team's cap, and now you're pot committed. I think the new CBA with the rookie scale accidentally screwed everything up because now ownership views things in 5-year windows.
Text line 913-586-7965. Seat out, our offense is really down. We have more rookie quarterbacks starting than ever before, and so many of your top playmaking stars are hurt as well. I don't think the injury problem in the NFL is being fixed. They play more games on less rest. And they also just don't properly condition themselves in August. Like, NFL teams just don't take August very seriously. This was the same issue that we had last year with all of these injuries at the very beginning of the year. And we all say your best window is to win when you have a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract. The amount of rookie quarterbacks in the league is just not changing anytime soon. You're going to have it. Think about next year. Quinn Ewers is going to start on the team. You got Shadur is going to start on the team next year. Carson Beck is going to start on a team next year. There's going to be five more rookie quarterbacks next year starting in the NFL. This is just the kind of era that we're in. We're going to be joined by Jaden Hicks coming up in just a little bit. I do have, guess, two quick Chiefs points. I think we now know the two things that we need to be watching with the Chiefs, just keeping an eye on. Number one is the injuries. We've been talking a lot about it with Kareem Hunt. The injuries, I'm not going to say they are crippling at this point. The Chiefs are 2-0. They've obviously managed these injuries before. But right now, you have an injury to the guy that we thought was going to be your number two wide receiver. He's out for maybe the whole season. And we're not sure when Isaiah Pacheco is coming back and if he is going to be the same running back when he gets back. He has a very distinct, very violent run style. That guy with the leg injury, is he coming back and being the exact same person after a 6 to 8 week layoff? We'll see what happens. So injuries, two major significant injuries for this team. And then the other thing is their left tackle situation. Now, I think we know enough about Andy Reid to know they're not benching Kingsley Suamataia. He is going to start on Sunday Night Football. But just because you won this job in May, just because you won this job in August, does not mean that you have this job in October. They were stuck in some ways with Juwan Taylor when he had his little offensive problem last year, false start, illegal formation. They couldn't really do anything about it. We have invested a lot of money and significant resources in you. There is nothing stopping them from replacing Kingsley Suamataia. He is a rookie on a second-year contract, and the guy that would take his job is a second-year player on a third-year contract. So the money is not the issue. If Kingsley continues to be a problem the way that he was on Sunday, they will replace him very, very soon. We knew coming into this, there are not a lot of open positions on the Kansas City Chiefs. Left tackle was one of those positions. So we'll see how that continues. Coming up on the other side, we got a special surprise for you guys. We'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
We are very happy right now to be joined by a special guest. He is a rookie for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jaden Hicks joins us on the show. He is joining us not just as a member of the Chiefs. He is joining us as a member of KC Pet Project. Jaden, man, happy to have you on the show today.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely, man. Tell us a little bit about this event that you're associated with.
Yeah, the kickoff event is September 24th at the Barcade Dog Park, and we're just here to support local animal rescues in KC and partnering with the KC Pet Project.
So we have a rule that we don't ask football players football questions, so I'm just going to ask you random questions over the course of this. Right now, if I gave you the ability to speak any language or all languages, or you could talk to dogs, which one would you pick?
I'll say Mandarin. I don't want to speak Mandarin.
Yeah, just but like you love dogs so much, I would just guess that like at some point your dog has been like whimpering and you didn't know what was wrong with them, that you would just love the ability for him to just be able to answer you.
Right. Yeah,
why would you pick Mandarin of all the languages?
I mean, it's very different. Not a lot of people can speak that, so.
So right now we're talking to Jaden Hicks. He is joining us courtesy of the KC Pet Project. How did you get associated with KC Pet Project?
Yeah, I mean, we reached out. I have love for dogs and, you know, the community, and I seen that there was a lot of rescues up for adoption and stuff. So, yeah, I just wanted to help the community.
Jaden, who is your favorite cartoon dog?
Oh, see, growing up, I was a big fan of Clifford the Big Red Dog, so I would say it's Clifford.
You know what? I used to love Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo was like Law and Order for kids, now that you think about it. They would have a crime, they would solve the crime in 30 minutes, and then they would just start the process all over again. I love Scooby-Doo.
Exactly. That would be great.
I can't believe that I've got to the point in my life where I can ask a professional athlete this, but you were in high school during COVID. What was that like?
I mean, you know, high school, your senior year, supposed to be your best year, make it memorable, but, you know, COVID had other plans. But, you know, me and my friends, we made the most of our time and just made senior year for what it was. So, yeah, we enjoyed our time, stayed in the house for the most part, did some gaming, but, yeah, and then I have a dog at home myself, so playing with my dog. His name is Juice. He's a husky. But yeah, I mean, it was good.
How did he get the name Juice?
Because when he was a baby, he had like juice colored eyes. He had really cool eyes, so we named him Juice.
What's your favorite fruit juice?
I would say mango. Mango juice is probably my favorite.
You kind of threw a curveball. I was expecting like orange or grape. You went mango. You got very high taste.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually really like cranberry juice. Cranberry juice doesn't get enough respect.
Yeah. Cranberry's not bad. I like that. I enjoy it. If it's in the fridge, it's definitely going to get drank. So.
Right now, we're talking to Jaden Hicks. He is joining us courtesy of the KC Pet Project. He is a safety for the Kansas City Chiefs. Happy to have him on the show. Which team do you hate more? Do you hate Washington more because you went to Washington State or the Raiders?
Ooh. I would say, you know, it's a given. I would say the Huskies. Even though I have a Husky, which is pretty ironic. But, yeah, the Huskies.
And last year, just knowing, I mean, how good Washington was last year, and that was sort of the end of the rivalry, at least with both teams being in the Pac-12, that had to be one of the crazier games that you played in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Those are always one of the biggest games. A lot of the crowd is very vocal, and, you know, they're energetic. So that was a pretty cool game to play in.
Jaden, tell us a story about your first dog. I'm guessing that maybe Juice is your first dog. So my sister, you and her are the same age. My sister is 22. She was born actually a week before you were. She had a dog. She got this dog when she was 8. The dog's name is Rainbow. Rainbow is still alive and kicking.
Oh, wow. Oh, good for him. No, I would say my first dog, we got it when I was around 4 years old, and it was a boxer. His name was Jackson. I remember he was a big boxer. He was beautiful. But yeah, we had him for a while up until we had him for about 12, 13 years.
I have to actually tell you a story about the name Jackson. So my sister, she had the first dog, Rainbow. She then got a second dog. The dog's name was Peanut. Well, Peanut had a problem with going in the house. So my mom said, you know what? I'm tired of this dog. So my sister sold this dog for $50, and the owners renamed Peanut and named him Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Hurt my heart, Jaden. Heartbreak. That's what it was. It was heartbreak.
Yeah. Exactly. Guess what? Guess what happened to those dogs? My mom gave them away. same story.
Right now, we're talking to Jaden Hicks for a couple of more minutes here. All right, I have three more random questions, and I'll get you out of here. What is your favorite flavor of Pop-Tarts?
Favorite flavor? I'm going to have to go brown sugar.
All right, tomorrow, if you can instantly become, you can either be Steph Curry or Shohei Ohtani. Who would you be?
I would say Shohei Ohtani. I mean, hitting a home run in the MLB, that's got to be one of the best sports feelings. So I'd say Shohei.
All right, last one here. What is the word that you cannot spell? Because all of us have the word that when you're texting, you know that it's incorrect, and you just start spelling it, and then you let, you know, spell check take over. What's that word for you?
I'm trying to think. I would have to say, I don't think I have one that's super hard for me. At least, you know, autocorrect does its thing. So I don't have one.
I cannot spell convenience to save my life. And
that's,
you know,
a good one.
Yeah, you know, Beyonce had the album Renaissance. I gave up trying to spell that at that point. Y'all know what I'm talking. That new Beyonce album is what I was calling it for about a year.
Yeah. No, those are hard.
That is Jaden Hicks joining us on the show today. Jaden, one more time, tell people all the cool stuff you're doing with KC Pet Project.
Yes, sir. The event is September 24th at the Bar K Dog Park. Come out and show love. Bring your pets. We're just going to connect over the community, and then we're just here with the KC Pet Project.
All right, that is Jaden Hicks joining us with the show. Go stop at Bar K. Bring your pup. Jaden, man, appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. That is Jaden Hicks joining us on the show today with KC Pet Project. Rob, you also have a dog. Are you planning on going to this thing? I'll bring my sister's dog if you bring your dog.
So
we
I'll
can have Bar K at the park.
Bar K at the park.
That's what we can have.
So I've actually been to Bar K with my dog, but it was a little bit of a traumatizing experience for my dog because I screwed up. I have a small dog, and I didn't go to the small dog area. I took him into the big dog area, and that was a lot. He was ill-prepared to be running around as a Shih Tzu with, you know, German Shepherds and Great Danes and Labs and all those things. He's a little skittish now about the Bar K experience.
Do you have the word that you can't spell?
That I use on the regular? I mean, responsibility ties me up like it. You wouldn't believe. Just gives me headaches. I don't know why it gives me headaches, but just I can't do it.
I struggle with availability as well. No clue how to spell availability. Our phones have gotten so smart. You just got to get close. You just got to get close to the word, and then once you see the squiggly line, you're like, oh gosh. And then we've all had this on an iPhone. You then hit the button, and then it's like no suggestions. Like, all right, you gotta start over. So you gotta get real close, and then you let the spell check take over. We all have been in that situation.
What was the word? Do you remember your word? You lost your, you know, elementary school spelling bee to? Because in that same vein, I know exactly what kicks me out. Squirrel.
Diagonal.
Diagonal
got me.
Right, that'll do.
Diagonal got me. Yeah, no, I didn't have great success. I did not have great success with Diagonal. So, no, a special shout-out to Jaden Hicks. If you guys want to go out there, salute to him. Also KC Pet Project. So salute to him. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to play some of what we heard from the people in Cleveland about Kareem Hunt. We're also going to talk about the Kansas City Royals. It would really benefit the Royals to win today. They go up against maybe the best pitcher in the American League tomorrow. They are four games up on the team that they are currently playing. It would just, everything would be better if the Royals just take care of business and win today. I can't even, Rob, we didn't even have enough time today to play. Mel Kiper went on a 2-minute all-time rant about Bryce Young, so we got to save that conversation. Always good. You know what? You know somebody is either playing really well or really poorly when they call Mel Kiper in the first 2 weeks of the season. You have been terrible so far. And Bryce Young has definitely been terrible. And if you missed it, Patrick Mahomes was on the show earlier today. It is his 29th birthday. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.